Shalom Aleichem, friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Binyanei Shovvim. The second shiur for this year, we are learning currently the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik and his Chelek an Tikkun HaBris, and we're now Sadi Vav. This should be a schus for the Yama Yosef B'Tzion. Says Marina Rabbeinu, somebody who guards his bris, he doesn't even have bad thoughts, and he doesn't see, have seminal emissions. So, in addition to being called a tzaddik, like we learned in the previous shtickle, Amech Kulam Tzaddikim is talking about Shmiras HaBris, because we are makabel upon ourselves to be Shomer Bris. So if you're a Shomer Bris, you're called a Tzaddik. So he's also called the Yafei Tohar, or Nikra Yafei Tohar. Very beautiful in the Pasuk. Ke'enyan, like it says by Yosef, who is Kayadua, the most Shomer Bris, despite the Nisyanos, he still was Shomer Bris. By he Yosef Yafei Tohar v'Yafei Mare. So Reb Tzedek points out that he's the only male in the Torah was called beautiful. And the reason is because he was Shomer Bris. Al zeh ne'emar, so on this it says on one hand, Sheker achein vehevel hayofi. Ki matzinu b'tara gam kein b'umashu nekiyem mizeh. That's why it says it's falsehood. Sheker achein, charm is false. Vehevel hayofi, and beauty is vanity. Why is that? Because we find in the Torah that Goyim are also called beautiful. That Goyim are also clean from this sin. Like we have by Og Melech HaBashan. She Polat Midor Mabul, or below Teva Klal, that he was able to escape from the Mabul without an ark. And a Nes came, and he wasn't, a Nes happened, and he wasn't swept away by the Mabul, he didn't drown. Or Vade Lohay. So it can't be that the miracle was for naught. As Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim, Brachos 58a, for Sheker. So why should he have been saved? Rak shelo haya ben Mabul, dehainu mashchis zera. He was not somebody who was worthy of having a Mabul, of drowning in the Mabul, because he wasn't over on the Chet of Hashchas Zera, which was with the sin that caused the mabul. K'mo she'amar kol ayad, somebody who causes hashchasas zera, it's like he brings a mabul olam. K'mo shekasavti b'makom acher, a gemara denida that explains ayah achia ben shamchazai. Rashi explains that to mean that there were two angels, Achiyah and Azael, and Og came from these two angels. So Og was from had great spiritual powers. And where did he get these great spiritual powers from? Because he wasn't a Mashchis Zera, meaning he got it from the Malachim. That's where he came from, according to Rashi. But he wasn't Mashchis Zera. Because of that, he wasn't Mashchis Zera, so it wasn't a Chet Nisa L'Shikra. It wasn't a miracle for nothing, because he didn't deserve to be in the Mabul, because he wasn't Mashchis Zera. And B'derech Agav explains Rabbeinu, Lachain, since Og Melech HaBashan was Shomer Bris, Nitna Arzo L'chatzimata Menashe, like it says in Devarim 3:13, V'chol HaBashan Mamleches Og, Nasati L'chatzishevet HaMenashe, V'zara di Yosef, Shomrei HaBris. His land was given to the half tribe of Menashe, Lev Yarden. It says in the Pasuk, all of Bashan Mamleches Og, I gave to half of the tribe of Menashe, who was Mizrei Yosef, and they Yarshin his Midah to be Shomrei HaBris. So since Og was Shomrei HaBris, so his land was inherited by Menashe, who was Yosef's son, who was also Shomrei HaBris. So since Og was saved from the Mabul, Ulakach Nisar Menamosh Kmoshe Gamkin Bedor Mabul. Moshe was also in the generation of the Mabul, like we see in Chulin Kuflametes Amud Beis, Veshegam Begematria Moshe. says Bishagam Ubasar, and the gematria of Bishagam is Moshe. And that's a pasuk by the Dora Mabul. So Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was rooted in the Dora Mabul. It says about Moshe Rabbeinu, he was drawn from the water. What does it mean he was drawn from the water? It means he was drawn from the water of the Mabul. Shahaya Oz Bamayim. He was then in the Dora Mabul in the water. Pashpashat is that he was drawn from the water when he was a baby and he was saved. But on a deeper level, it means that he was drawn from the water of the Mabul. And he was saved from the Mabul. So he was afraid of Og, who was also saved from the Mabul, because Og is very, very powerful. So Og is Moshe, counters Moshe. Vagam kol ikar inyan Moshe l'takin devrzen ikar shtus. Shalakachai aparish manisha v'kavim ul beis pork moshe ksaf t'mokom achir. V'razen naki kol kach nisiari mimenu. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Yerida Tzaneshama to this world was to fix the Pagama Bris that's called Shtus. And that's why he was separated from his wife in order to be metaking the Pagama Bris. And he's also buried opposite the Avodah Zarah of Beis Peor in Dvarim 34:6. Rashi says to be Mechaper on the Maisa HaPeor. Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Machsheves Charetz in Oschess on page Lamed Amud Beis, Ki Yishtakus B'Taivos, when one's immersed in Taivos, Hushikua B'Chamos Melei Tzoma. That's like being immersed in a barrel filled with feces. V'alkena Alidei Chet HaPor Bo L'Bias Aramis D'Mais B'Mais Adishitim. Ki Umasol Mashkuim B'Taivos Eni Yodim Gunus Hatzoa Tshiach Shvulasas Mizeh Avodas Elohus Shalem. In other words, the Avodah, what was the Avodah of Baal Peor? Avod of Baal Peor was to defecate. So they were shakua, they were immersed in this defecation. And that brought them also to the sin with, what did they do in Peor? They sinned with the Midianite women. So, in Shittim. It says in the 25th parak of Bamidbar, V'yeshev Yisrael b'shittim v'yachalam nizos says b'nos Moav, V'yitzam Yisrael b'Baal Peor. So they started with the girls and with the Avodah Zarah. And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried to be Mechaper. So they went so low as to connect to these, to the Peor. Peor relates to the Shtus, that's Shittim. Shittim is Shtus. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the world to fix the Shtus. That's why he was Parish Menaisha. And that's why he's buried opposite Beis Peor to fix this Avera, this Avera's Nus. They would defecate, and that was their avod, and that's part of the filth. It says in the Sefer Pritzadik on Chanukah, Oschaf Aleph, that the avoda was to defecate in front of the Peor. Via klipa shel taivas nus mipnei sheitzahar b'zem nikra menuvo. So that's the taiva. This defecation is the klipa, is the husk, the impure husk of the taiva of nus, because this yetzahar is called menuvo. So part of its menuvo-like, Manuvalkeit, part of its being disgusting is the znus with the benos moa, and part of it is the defecation. And the writes Rabbeinu and Pritzadik Veschan and Osiotes that Al Yudeh Hanacha Sheikh Niskoch Taibu Vanos Atzmo Nasu Amatar Subsoilus Mosh Rabbeinu Tikin Kilkul Azemea Shoresh. The Nachash brought a person's Taibu, brought Taibu into a person. And from that came the psoles, the tzoas haguf, from this taiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin this, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the shorash hadas, as Rabbeinu writes later on in Osration and Zayin, hefech ha-taiva, he's the opposite of taiva, and he was in the mountain for 40 days without eating or drinking, and he separated from his wife. So he was parish legamri mechemdes olam hazeh, Moshe safti b'makom achir. So you have this peor, which is soa, which is feces, which is filth, and the benos moav, it's the same thing. The nachash gave us both, the taiva and the soa, and the memela. Moshe Rabbeinu made the tikkun for both. He was metaking both at the shorash. So Moshe Rabbeinu was separated from his wife, and Moshe Rabbeinu was buried there to make the tikkun, buried in Beis Peor, where the Jewish people fell. And Moshe Rabbeinu was buried there to lift them. But you see, Al Kopanim, that Moshe Rabbeinu's job is to fix the taiva of znus, and that's why he was afraid of oak, because oak also was clean from this. Since Rav Moshe Rabbeinu saw Zeh, he saw oh, that he was naki kol kach, he was so clean, for the union of Pagama Bris and Siyari Mimenu, he was afraid of him. Ah, Shem Lakadosh Baruch Hu, until God said to him, Al Tira, don't be afraid, because I'm going to give Og into your hands. And what Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling him is that his Shmiras HaBris is not considered anything. Ki Kaimlan, because we paskin that Anodim and Arela Masir B'mulei Umos Ha'akum U'mutar B'Areli Yisrael Shein Olikra Al Shemam El Al Shemam Afilu Ha'mulem B'Shomer HaBris. That we paskin in Maseches Nedarim that if somebody makes a neder and he says, I'm answering myself to be nana from uncircumcised people, so he's usher to be nana from Goyim, even if they have a bris milah. So if he's noider man arelim, he's usher to be nana from Goyim, even if they have a bris milah. And he's mutter by Reile Yisrael. And it's mutter him for him to be nana from Arele Yisrael, from Jews without a circumcision. So again, he made a neder. He's not going to be nana from Arelim. And a goy, even if he is a bris milah, he's not allowed to be nana from him, because he's called an Arel no matter what. And a Jew, he's allowed to be nana from, even if he's an Arel, because Jews batzmusim are called mulim, they're called circumcised, and goyim batzmusim are called Arelim. Shein Arelim nikra el al shemam, because goyim are called Arelim, as we say in Jeremiah 9:25. All goyim are arelim, afilu hem mulim, v'shomrei bris. Even if they're mulim and they're shomrei bris, they still have the pagam. They're still called arelim. They're still not called. They're not clean in the bris. And on the other hand, an Am Yisrael says v'amech kulam tzaddikim, we're all considered shomrei bris. Even if before we're not shomrei bris, we're a member of the people of shomrei bris. Like the Rabbeinu says in the Yisrael Kadoshim and Os Yud. So really, God sees into the heart of the Jew, and he knows that we're really circumcised, because in the depths of our heart, we're davuk b'Hashem, like it says in Brachas, that it's known in front of you that our will is to do your will. And who's stopping us? Who's stopping us is the Yetzer Hara and the Shibud Malchus, the fact that we're subordinate to other nations. But lefanecha daiku gali, and God knows, because God shatayodea taluma slave, God knows the secret of our hearts, just that the Yetzer Hara is sitting there, Hashnei Miftachei Lev, the two openings of the heart, it says in Brachas 61a. So be'etzem ba'atzmus of the heart of the Jew is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're called Shomrei Bris v'amech kulam tzaddikim. Afilu shekilkul, even there from Yerukagol, it's Bris Kodesh. But the mitzvah of milah is an edus, says Rabbeinu in the Rishisei Laila, Os Tes and Os Nun Ches. Hamili edus al shorish b'nei Yisrael anelam b'olam hazeh shein b'emes k'durim b'arayi tzaddikim v'kadoshim. Ma'ashein nirah le'inayim kein rak mitzadim yin olam hazeh k'mo chalom. So a beautiful lima tzchus of Reb Tzadok. That Reb Tzadok says that a Jew is shomer bris b'leiv, and don't let his behaviors mislead you. That b'atzmuso b'pnimiyuso, he's really a shomer bris. That's why we're called v'amech kulam tzaddikim. The maris ayin, not all of us are, unfortunately, but b'atzmuso, every Jew really is. And the fact that we don't see it that way is because olam haz is a dream. And but a guy batzmuso is not a shomer bris, and therefore even if he's if he's nimol, and even if he never looks at a girl, but nevertheless he's still called an arel. Whereas the Jew pnimiyuso is a shomer bris, so he's a person says he's so mimele he's called a tzaddik v'amech kulam tzaddikim, we're called a nation of tzaddikim, even though we're not all befall shomer bris. But that's what our essence really wants to be. So in this shtickle, we learned about Moshe Rabbeinu. He's in this world to be metakin the Pagama Bris. So he was afraid of Og, because Og was clean of the also. But it, since Og was a guy, so Moshe Rabbeinu still overpowered him, because Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the Amichulam Tzaddikim, and they were about Tzmusenu Shomri Brit, whereas Og is more in the Chitzonius, but not in the Panemius. And Yosef was called the Yafei Tar, he was called beautiful, because of his, he was Shomer Bris, that's what made him beautiful. And it says Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi, because beauty can be vain also, because the Umas HaOlam are also going more beautiful. What's beautiful? Beautiful is that you're Shomer Bris. So they're also Akamor beautiful. But that's Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi, because they're still called Arelim, even after they're Shomer Bris. They're still called Arelim. So Hashem did do a nes and save Og from the Mabul. He doesn't do a nes l'shikra for nothing, for falsehood. He was worthy of being saved. But nevertheless, he still doesn't have the same merit as Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Bats Musa, a Shomer Bris, and he was only a Shomer Bris superficially. And therefore, it's Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi, that's false, his beauty, even though he had beauty, but it's false. And the land of Chatzi Menashe, Sheva Menashe, comes from Og, because Menashe is from Yosef, and Yosef was Shomer Bris, as was Og. So, Rizochem Mr. Shem, to learn of Tzadi Vav, and with God's help and graciousness, Mr. Shem, we're going to continue next time. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.